Yeah, okay. Morning, everybody. We'll start with item number one. So we'd like to the minutes to reflect that there is a presence of a quorum. Go to item number two, the approval of the minutes of the members' meeting held on January 23rd, 2026. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes of the meeting held on January 23rd, 2026?
I move.
Second?
Second.
All in favor? Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay, we'll move to item number three, the president's report. We'll have Eric take us away.
All right, thank you, Commissioner, and good morning. I would like to take a quick moment to welcome you to your first meeting as HCC Board Chair. Having been a valued partner during your time at HCR, we know your deep commitment to advancing affordable housing, and we certainly look forward to continuing that work together with you now at the helm of HPD. I also want to thank all of our board members for joining us, including Commissioner Lee, who just joined us. Welcome. Is also joining us for the first time. Congratulations on your recent appointment, and we are so happy to have you here today. Before we return to our agenda, I'd like to note that our Vice Chair, Mr. Gould, is joining us virtually on camera in accordance with New York State Open Meetings Law. And today we'll begin with a brief presentation from Denise Scott, ultimately on the Governance and Audit Committees, which just met prior to this meeting. We'll next then turn to HDC Executive Vice President and General Counsel Susanna Lipsight, who will present my reappointment for approval. I'll then return to present the appointment of Matthew Murphy as an Executive Vice President for the Corporation for your approval. Next, Senior Vice President for Development Lauren Connors will join us to seek your approval of an authorizing resolution to issue approximately $338 million in financing to support two new construction developments serving over 500 extremely low and low-income households. We'll then hear from Chief Strategy Officer Libby Rolfing, who will seek your approval to fund an insurance risk consultant as part of our efforts to address the impact of rising insurance costs on affordable housing. And finally, Bobby Toth will request your approval of a revised policy for the corporation's risk share loss reserve, expanding its scope and adjusting the reserve requirements. Just like to add, this agenda demonstrates the breadth of work underway at HDC to address our growing housing crisis. We're pleased to present two new construction developments today and expect to bring preservation projects across both our affordable and public housing pipelines to our next meeting. We also anticipate advancing one of the first transactions under the Public Housing Preservation Trust this June. The need for high quality affordable housing continues to grow even as we face challenges across our new construction and preservation work. As the agenda demonstrates, we're taking intentional steps to strengthen our team and position the agency with the tools needed to navigate the complexity of our work and this moment. I'm honored to have been asked by the mayor to continue serving as president of HDC, and I'm grateful for your consideration of my reappointment today. While the challenges before us are significant, I'm confident in the strength of this team and our shared commitment to meeting them head on. That includes the entire staff at HDC, our partners at HPD, our colleagues at NYCHA, and the team at City Hall. With strong leadership and talented teams in place across the administration, I'm optimistic about what we can achieve as we advance our shared mission to deliver affordability and opportunity to the New Yorkers we're here to serve. And with that, I turn it back to our chair.
Thank you, Erica. Okay, we'll go to item four, report on the Governance Committee. We'll hear from Denise.
Good morning, everyone. The Governance Committee met prior to this meeting to discuss the reappointment of Eric Endelin as president, which will be presented for the full board's approval later in this meeting. In addition, there was a discussion and approval of an EVP officer appointment, which will also be presented for the full board's approval later in this meeting. The actions of the Governance Committee with respect to the terms and employment for Matthew Murphy as EVP for Data, Policy, and Strategic Initiatives must be ratified by the HDC board.
Okay. Do I have a motion to ratify the terms of employment for the Executive Vice President office that were just approved by the Governance Committee? Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes. Okay, we'll go to number five, the report on the Audit Committee meeting. Again, we'll hear from Denise Scott.
So the Audit Committee met prior to this meeting, at which time approvals were obtained for the 2025 HDC Audit Committee report. The first half of the 2026 internal audit plan and the annual approval of HDC's procurement guidelines. The members also reviewed the 2026 first quarter financials and other investment debt, credit, and internal audit reports. Lastly, the members also received the corporation's presentations to the rating agencies during 2025. Thank you.
Go to item number six, reappointment of president. I will hear from Susanna Lipsyte.
Thank you, Commissioner. I am extremely pleased to recommend that the members approve the reappointment of Eric Enderlin as president of the corporation. On February 24th, 2026, Mayor Mamdani announced that he would like Mr. Enderlin to continue serving as HDC president under his administration. Mr. Enderlin was originally appointed HDC president by the members on September 22nd, 2016, during the de Blasio administration, and was subsequently reappointed at the beginning of the Adams administration. Mr. Enderlin's reappointment reflects the significant contributions he has made to HDC and the broader affordable housing industry. During his tenure, he has guided HDC through historic levels of financing to support the creation and preservation of affordable housing across New York City, advanced innovative financing solutions to address some of the city's most pressing housing challenges, and led the expansion of HDC's mission to support the preservation of New York City's public housing stock. He has also been a leading advocate for strengthening federal housing resources to support this work. Amid an increasingly complex housing and financing landscape, Mr. Enderlin has ensured the continued growth and long-term strength of our portfolio. Under his leadership, HDC remains well-positioned to advance its mission and support New York City's affordable housing goals. I think I speak for many of us when I say that we have found Eric to be an extremely thoughtful leader who has guided HDC with rigorous amounts of data and generous amounts of compassion. There are no changes to the terms of his employment.
Do I have a motion to approve the reappointment of Eric Enderlin as president of the corporation?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries.
Thank you. Okay.
Move to item seven, appointment of executive vice president for data policy and strategic initiatives. We'll hear from Eric Enderlin.
Thank you. Very pleased about this one. I'm so pleased to recommend that the members approve the appointment of Matthew Murphy as executive vice president for data policy and strategic initiatives at HDC. Mr. Murphy brings to this position a wealth of institutional knowledge and extensive experience in New York City's affordable housing industry. In this newly created executive leadership role, Mr. Murphy is tasked with overseeing the integration of policy, analytics, technology, and strategic initiatives that support HDC's work, financing the creation and preservation of affordable housing across New York City. Mr. Murphy previously served as executive director of the NYU Furman Center, where he led one of the nation's leading research centers focused on housing, land use, and urban policy. During his tenure, the center expanded its research, data initiatives, and public engagement on issues related to housing affordability and housing policy. Previously, Mr. Murphy served as deputy commissioner for policy and strategy at the New York City Department of Housing Preservation and Development, HPD, where he helped lead policy development and strategic initiatives related to affordable housing finance, preservation, and land use. Earlier in his career, Mr. Murphy also worked at HDC as a senior project manager in asset management and later as a senior policy advisor. He holds a master's in urban planning from NYU and a bachelor of science in business administration from DePaul University. So I am formally recommending that Mr. Murphy be appointed executive vice president for data policy and strategic initiatives. Mr. Murphy has been serving in an acting capacity since joining HDC on March 9th, 2026. With your approval, Mr. Murphy's appointment as an officer of the corporation would be effective immediately, with the employment terms that were presented to the members of the corporation's governance committee prior to the HDC board meeting and just presented. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Do I have a motion to approve the appointment of Matthew Murphy as executive vice president for data policy and strategic initiatives of the corporation?
So moved.
Do we have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, number eight, approval of an authorizing resolution relating to the multifamily housing revenue bond 2026 series E and F.
Oh, excuse me.
Sorry, did I miss something?
Yes, can you say?
Oh, yes, I did. Sorry, thank you. Pursuant to the Public Authorities Accountability Act and for the purpose of discussing the next items on our agenda, we will now commence the meeting of HDC's Finance Committee. Now, number eight, approval of an authorizing resolution relating to the multifamily housing revenue bonds, 2026 Series E and F, and approval of mortgage loans. We'll now hear from Lauren Cox.
Thank you, Commissioner. Good morning, everyone. I'm pleased to recommend that the members approve the issuance of the corporation's multifamily housing revenue bonds, 2026 Series E and F, in an amount not expected to exceed $338,310,000. The bonds, together with the corporation's unrestricted reserves and available funds of the open resolution, are expected to be used to finance the construction, acquisition, rehabilitation, and/or permanent financing of certain projects and other activities described in your memorandum. Interest on the 2026 Series E bonds is expected to be exempt from federal and New York State and local income tax, and such bonds series will qualify as tax-exempt private activity bonds with an allocation of new private activity bond volume cap, an allocation of recycled volume cap, and/or the refunding of certain outstanding bonds or obligations of the corporation. Interest on the 2026 Series F bonds is not expected to be exempt from federal income tax, but is expected to be exempt from New York State and local income tax. The anticipated interest rates, maturity dates, and other relevant terms of the bonds are described in your memorandum. An authorizing resolution will authorize the 385th and 386th supplemental resolutions. It's anticipated that all or a portion of the proceeds of the 2026 Series E and F bonds, together with available monies of the open resolution and or the corporation's unrestricted reserves, will be used to finance all or a portion of the senior and or subordinate mortgage loans for two developments. The proceeds will create approximately 511 rental homes in the Bronx and Queens. For more details on these developments, please see attachments 1 and 2 in your memorandum. It's also anticipated that a portion of the proceeds of the 2026 Series E bonds will be used to finance and or reimburse the corporation for amounts previously advanced from its unrestricted reserves to finance all or a portion of certain subordinate loans for certain of the developments described in attachment 3. The members have previously approved the subordinate loans for these developments and are now being asked to approve the use of the 2026 Series E bond proceeds for the financing of or reimbursement for all or a portion of the loans described therein. The issuance of the 2026 Series E bonds for this purpose will allow for the replenishment of the corporation's reserves, which can then be relent to new developments. The members are being asked to authorize the issuance of the bonds pursuant to multimodal supplemental resolutions. Accordingly, all or a portion of the bonds may be converted to other interest rate modes provided for in the supplemental resolutions. It's anticipated that the 2026 Series E bonds will initially be issued as tax-exempt fixed-rate bonds to finance a portion of the short and long-term 2026 Series E mortgage loans. It's anticipated that the 2026 Series F bonds will be issued as taxable fixed-rate bonds to finance a portion of the short-term 2026 Series F senior mortgage loans. More details on the developments and the bond underwriters, risks, fees, and credit ratings associated with the bonds are outlined in your memorandum. Are there any questions?
Madam Chair, I must recuse from one item on the attachments. Number 3, the 160 Van Cortlandt Park South premises. I am a member and a committee chair of Community Board Number 8, Bronx County, and therefore believe there may be a conflict. Interest.
Noted.
Okay. If no more questions, Susanna will provide the authorizing resolutions.
Thank you. The members are requested to approve an authorizing resolution that provides for the adoption of supplemental resolutions to the open resolution, the issuance of the bonds, the pledge to the open resolution of any mortgage loans or assets of the corporation, the terms of any liquidity facility, and other activities listed therein in the memo before you. The members are requested to approve the making of 2 senior and 2 subordinate loans for 2 Ella developments from proceeds of the 2026 Series E and 2026 Series F bonds and or available funds of the open resolution or the corporation's unrestricted reserves in an amount not to exceed $248,350,000. For the authorizations requested above, the members are requested to approve the execution by an authorized officer of the corporation of any and all documents necessary to accomplish the financings. Thank you.
Do I have a motion to approve the authorizing resolution relating to the multifamily housing revenue bonds 2026 series ENF and approval of mortgage loans and other actions by the members described in the memo before you?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay, number nine, we'll move to the approval to fund contract services for insurance risk consultant. You'll hear from Libby Rolfing.
Excuse me, just one second. I think somebody else should make the motion since you.
You think so? Fine.
I will. Thank you.
You want me to repeat the whole thing or?
No.
Okay.
Good idea.
Number nine, approval to fund contract services for insurance risk consultant. We'll hear from Libby Rolfing.
Thank you, Commissioner. And good morning, everyone. I'm pleased to join you today to recommend that the members approve funding to contract with an independent risk consultant to support efforts to reduce and stabilize insurance costs for affordable housing in New York City. Insurance costs for affordable housing have increased significantly in recent years. Since 2018, insurance costs have increased by an estimated compound annual growth rate of 17%. According to HDC estimates, average per dwelling unit premiums have increased from $600 per year in 2018 to almost $1,900. Per year in 2025. Insurance represents 30% of cumulative operating expense increases since 2018, placing enormous strain on the cash flow of affordable housing projects and increasing the amount of city subsidy needed to close deals. To address this persistent challenge, HDC is partnering with HPD and EDC to explore potential solutions to lower and stabilize insurance premiums for affordable housing and enhance coverage availability. Given the complexity of the issue and the absence of in-house actuarial underwriting capacity, HDC proposes to contract with an independent risk consultant to serve as a technical advisor in analyzing key structural factors driving rising insurance costs and assessing potential solutions. The consultant would also conduct a feasibility study that would be critical in evaluating programmatic solutions that are both actuarially sound and meet the city's policy goals. Subject to the members' approval, the corporation will launch a competitive process to procure an independent risk consultant for an anticipated 12-month engagement. Today, the members are requested to approve the use of up to $350,000 to fund contract services for an independent risk consultant and the execution by an authorized officer of the corporation to take all actions and execute any documents necessary to carry out such funding and procurement, including any interagency memorandum of understanding as needed. With that, are there any questions?
One question. So this consultant is working for EDC and HPD and HDC? Is that it's one contract for all three agencies combined?
The idea is that we would contract with the consultant and they would work for HDC, but we will continue to partner closely with HPD and EDC in that work. We have been working very closely with the other agencies, talking to different insurance consultants and firms and brokers to better understand the problems. And it really does seem that we would need more expertise to really analyze the issue and understand what are the best solutions here.
And I would add to the spirit of your question, really, you have heard there's a lot of conversation percolating around this topic, and we're all sorting through a lot of different ideas. So this is a contract that would actually give us the independent expertise to analyze and frame some of those conversations more effectively in partnership with the other agencies. But as Libby said, we'd be the lead on it and going out.
Okay.
Is this the aggregate compensation or is this our share of it?
That's sort of what I was asking.
Is it up to amount? We've been asking about how much we think it would cost. We don't think it should cost more than that. We are in discussions about whether we would be reimbursed by the other agencies for a portion of the cost. But given what a pressing issue this was, we really wanted to proceed while those conversations were ongoing.
Yeah. So there is a share that could be the subject of negotiation. The other thing I would add in terms of the business that we do here, the benefits of some sort of an insurance program would inure pretty significantly to HDC as well, given the debt that we hold. So it's just an interesting moment, and we need.
It's unlikely that you'll get the best available for $350.
Yeah, so that's why I was assuming each agency is paying maybe $350. I mean, maybe not that much, but it doesn't, this seems like a small number in the world of consultancy and for 12-month engagement.
We hear you, yeah. And we did the whole MIH policy in around that amount, but there, if it gets to that point, we'll be back for a further discussion.
You'll be back.
Okay. Do I have a motion to approve the funding of the contract services for an insurance risk consultant?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, the motion carries. Item number 10, approval of the risk share loss reserve policy. We'll hear from Bobby Top.
Thank you, Commissioner. I'm pleased to recommend that the members approve a revised policy for the corporation's risk share loss reserve. By way of background, in 2011, the corporation established a voluntary reserve fund for loans insured through the Federal Housing Administration's risk sharing program. The reserve was initially capitalized at a level equal to 20% of the insured amounts for which the corporation was responsible. In 2017, the members approved a reduction in the reserve requirement to reduce unnecessary balance sheet strain and better reflect the underlying credit risk of the FHA insured portfolio. The reserve requirement was reset to a level consistent with FHA's rules for program participants without a top-tier designation. As the corporation's balance sheet has grown in recent years, its use of financing structures involving loss-sharing risk has also increased, including within the PAC portfolio. Management recommends revising the risk-share loss reserve policy to expand its scope to include other programs under which the corporation bears loss-sharing risk. The reserve requirement would continue to be calculated using the existing tiered framework. As of October 31st, 2025, the corporation's risk exposure for mortgage loans subject to the proposed reserve requirement was approximately $1.27 billion, and the reserve balance was just over $6.8 million. Under the revised policy, the reserve requirement would be just over $7.4 million. Additional details are presented in the table on page 4. If there are no questions, members are requested to approve the revised risk share loss reserve policy.
Do I have a motion to approve the risk share loss reserve policy? A second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay, at this time, I'd like to close the meeting of the Finance Committee and call for a motion of the HDC board to ratify those items just approved by the Finance Committee. We have a motion.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. And last, I guess, is other business. Is there any other business that the members would like to discuss? Okay. There being no other business, I would like to call for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. Motion carries. Meeting is adjourned.